business rate release. But two things I think are very, very important in the kind of wider debate that's going on at the moment. The second thing that I think Gordon Brown, actually there's an awful lot of things I think Gordon Brown got badly wrong, but the second thing that I think was quite pernicious was when he introduced the tax hike in the dying days of his government to 50p, the top rate of tax. I don't have a big argument about where the top rate of tax is, but what I do have a huge argument about is the message that that type of action sends to the international community. We are very much a global trading nation. We absolutely, definitely require businesses to invest into the UK. And in order for businesses to do that, they need to have certainty about what's going to happen to the tax rates. Now, it's good news that George Osborne has cut the business rate from 28% to 21%, and that is certainly helping a huge amount of inward investment. But ultimately, you've got entrepreneurs who are going to be worried about what's going to happen to their own personal rates of tax. This massive argument that's going on about what's going to happen to tax rates at the top end for entrepreneurs and risk takers who are, in many cases, mortgaging their house several times over in order to create jobs and create economic activity. We need to be getting a much clearer message to them that they don't have to worry about politicians mucking around with tax rates in order to try and attract a few sort of dog-end voters in sort of the outlying regions of the country. Not that they're not important, but what is important is that businesses can feel surety in what's happening within tax rates. But the other, and the final point, where I maybe slightly at odds with the rest of the panel in terms of our membership of Europe, but I do think we have a lot of uncertainty around what's going on in Europe at the moment. And as a member of the Fresh Start Project, which is compared to Conservative Backbenchers and also a vice chairman of the European Reform APPG, our opening stance is to be one of scrutinising Europe with a slightly